Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 37 degrees and mostly cloudy this morning, light winds. It's Thursday, April 5th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. A program in Sitka allows high school students to work side by side with scientists on their research. The Science Mentors program, run through the Sitka Conservation Society and the Sitka Sound Science Center, puts three high school students in the field and in the lab. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Justine Webb is a details person.
I like the little meticulous lab work things and keeping things really organized and just so.
Which is good, considering that she's engaged in some meticulous lab work at this very moment.
Endless fun.
Dialing things back down to where they need to be.
Inside the University of Alaska Southeast, Webb is hunched over a piece of film holding a fancier version of an eyedropper, which distributes teeny, tiny, little dots of dye onto the film. Webb is a senior at Sitka High School and one of three students in a science mentor program. Today, she's running DNA samples from soil bacteria and from ermines, small, impossibly cute, weasel-like animals with a bit of a mean streak. She assembles a plastic tray, puts the DNA samples into a gel, and pours blue liquid over the top. And that is when Kitty LeBounty comes over to check on her. LeBounty is assistant professor of biology at UAS in Sitka and Webb's mentor.
I like to let people screw up and then I rescue them.
LeBounty calls it a bad habit and then corrects herself. It's not a bad habit, she says. It's a teaching tool.
Why would that not work?
It's on the wrong
side. Right, so it won't actually run at all this way.
Oh dear.
So, but you can still lift this thing out. You have two choices.
Okay. Webb fixes her mistake and says she appreciates when people point out what she's doing wrong in the lab.
And these guys have been awesome. I kind of feel like I am like the least experienced in here. But, I mean, they help me when I ask. I feel kind of like, for lack of a better term, kind of the baby of the classroom. Because I'm like, where's this? How do I do this? They've just been helpful and every little aspect, because I do mess up like that. And it's like, I would rather know than, like, keep going.
Webb says with the schedule she's taking at Sitka High, she doesn't have time to take the genetics course she wants to. This fills that void and gives her the connections needed to actually do science.
I'd say it's a lot more focused, since it is just one subject, than, like, what we have at my high school, where there's, like, physical science and life science and... When you get into, like, your junior and senior years, you can do, you know, the more focused sciences, like science and tech and physics and chemistry. But this is like that, but even, like, a little bit more focused than what we have at Sitka High.
So the mentor program is fairly new.
Kitty LeBounty.
You know, when you take a drawing class, they don't tell you you can't pick up the pencil until you're really good with it. They say, here's the pencil, learn how to do it. So that's kind of what this class is for me. It's like, okay, here's the technique. So obviously it takes some mentoring and some teaching about how to use the techniques, but they learn while they're doing it. And I think they get it much more internally.
Is there a difference for you between doing science and teaching science? Are they different skill sets for you to use as a scientist?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not entirely sure that I'm the best science teacher in the world, except by this technique. I feel like I actually teach students more about science and the excitement of science and the excitement of discovery through very hands-on programs like this.
And LeBounty says the students get the full depth and breadth of science. They learn about crawling through the forest to gather samples, but also about how a whole day's work can be spoiled by a broken computer or a misplaced set of data. And perhaps most importantly, the desired result is unknown. This isn't like your average science class where all the students are trying to achieve a particular outcome.
No one knows the answer to their questions. I mean, that's what I love about this class, and I've been working with it for a few years. It's just, I mean, I have to tell the students, I don't know how your project's going to work. I know how maybe similar ones might have worked in the past, but I don't know the answer.
Scott Harris coordinates the program for the Sitka Conservation Society. He says the three students in the mentor program will present their work in a public forum, probably later this month, and he agrees with LeBounty and Webb in that the mentor program supplements what they're doing during the regular school day, but also that it could have broader implications.
And I look back at my experience as a youngster
And, you know, one-on-one interactions, especially with professional people, it makes a big difference. You know, they learn a lot about what that person's career path might be in their job. And if it's something they want to study in college or do in the future, they'll just have that much more insight into that.
Webb says this and a molecular techniques class that she took in November through Sitka Whale Fest have helped her envision a future in the field.
It wasn't really till this year that I kind of like decided that that's what I wanted to do, because I want to go to college or to school for some kind of environmental sciences degree. And it was kind of this year that I was really interested in it.
And if Webb ends up with that degree, it's not too difficult to imagine that someday soon, she could be the one doing the mentoring. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
A group of Sea Alaska shareholders wants to limit the number of terms corporate board members can serve. They say it would bring change to the regional corporation for Alaska Natives with roots in Southeast. But a similar measure 3 years ago failed. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
The measure would limit Sea Alaska board members to 4 consecutive terms. But that's not all.
Actually, what it'll do is reform our board membership.
That's Mick Beasley, author of the measure. If it passes, 7 of the corporation's 13 board members would term out. Beasley is among those who want changes in how Sea Alaska works.
I'd like us to think about stuff like death benefits, birth benefits. I'd like to see some utilization of our natural resources. We're afraid of our lands.
Beasley also got a term limits measure on Sea Alaska's 2009 shareholder ballot. It took a stronger stand, allowing only 2 consecutive terms, and it failed. About 45% of the shares cast were in support, while about 48% were in opposition. That might sound close, but it's not. Sea Alaska Vice President and Corporate Secretary Nicole Hollingstad explains.
The requirement for any shareholder vote that impacts the bylaws of Sea Alaska Corporation is the standard requiring 50% plus 1 share of all of the outstanding voting shares of the corporation.
So the 2009 measure was only supported by about 35% of all shares that could be cast. Sea Alaska strongly urged shareholders to vote down the 2-term measure.
The first and primary reason was the rapid loss of institutional knowledge and experience that would result from the departure of 11 directors out of a 13-director board that would occur in a 3-year period.
The board has not yet taken a formal position on this year's term limits measure. It will be released as part of the shareholders' proxy ballot. Shareholders can cast their ballots from May 11th to the corporation's annual meeting on June 23rd in Juneau. They will choose from 8 candidates running for 5 board seats. Incumbents seeking re-election are Angoon's Albert Kukash, Haines's Bill Thomas, Juneau's Barbara Cadiente Nelson, Bothell Washington's J. Tate London, and Juneau's Joseph Nelson. 3 independent candidates are seeking board seats: Ray Austin of Albuquerque, New Mexico, Will Micklin of Alpine, California, and Edward Sarabia of South Glastonbury, Connecticut. Sea Alaska has just over 21,000 shareholders. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
You can hear a report about the previous term limits vote. Visit our website, kcaw.org, and find the link posted with this story. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Thomas Ostabo and his Russian counterpart, Lieutenant General Rafael Derbeyev, signed an agreement yesterday calling for continued cooperation on law enforcement in the Arctic, Bering Sea, and North Pacific. Derbeyev is chief of the Northeast Border Guard of the Russian Federal Security Service. He and other Russian Coast Guardsmen have been in Juneau this week to review recent joint operations with the U.S. and develop a future plan. Ostabo called this week's work a great representation of the cooperation between the 2 Coast Guards.
At the end of the day, we all share the same ocean and the same maritime border that we wish to protect, preserve, and ensure the safety of our mariners on.
The 17th Coast Guard and Northeast Border Guard coordinate international fisheries enforcement operations and responses to accidents at sea, as well as law enforcement along the U.S. and Russian maritime boundary line in the Bering Sea. Derbeyev said Russia and the U.S. not only share the sea, but the Coast Guards are organized by the same work.
способствует развитию отношений между Соединенными Штатами Америки и Российской Федерацией.
And our work helps to expand cooperation between Russia and the USA.
Derbeyev said the U.S. has provided aircraft support for several Border Guard missions in the last 6 months. The two agencies also worked together on the Bangun Perkasa pirate ship seized last September for illegal fishing. The agencies are updating a joint operations manual and working on an agreement to combat illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. Ostabo says the cooperative efforts between Russians and U.S. in the North Pacific, the Bering, and the Arctic are like a police officer with a radar gun.
The cooperation between the Russians and the United States to have a presence on the maritime boundary line and to have a response presence there is well known in the fishing community. So I think that's the real benefit, is not to catch people necessarily in the act, it's to prevent them from doing it in the first place by them understanding that we are there.
The two agencies meet twice a year to review their joint action plan in Alaska in the spring and in Russia in the fall. Similar meetings have taken place since 1995. The House Finance Committee has moved a bill that would explicitly ban texting while driving. Anchorage Democrat Representative Les Guerra says HB 255 fixes a 2008 law that was an attempt to ban the practice. The word texting is not found in the law, and a Kenai magistrate deemed the language was too vague to enforce. She said legislators should simply explicitly ban texting if that was their intent. The bill makes that definition clear by banning reading or typing a text message while driving, by not touching the divisive issue of talking on a cell phone while driving. The bill has found wide bipartisan support. Zone weather today calls for decreasing clouds, periods of rain in the morning, highs around 48. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka.